Good morning, a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union. Good snowy morning, Mike.
Good morning to you, David.
Well, you know, you look back in the history, and we've had some doozies in March, and this one is starting to live up to the hype. It's called Stella, and we've seen blizzard warnings and winter storm warnings up for the entire Northeast, New York, media capital region, of course. It's coming down hard at this hour, and we're seeing not only most of the schools being canceled, flights canceled, and states governors saying stay off the roads, and if you're don't take this the wrong way, not essential, stay home.
Yeah, what does that exactly mean? Well, anyway, the many localities, of course, planning for this began to issue snow emergencies. You know, you should check with your local municipality, but there's a lot of streets where you can only park on certain sides, or you can't park on many streets in cities and towns throughout the region. I'm sure that's up and down the Hudson Valley as they plan their snow plowing strategies today. In Albany, the Homeless and the Travelers Aid Society issued a homeless code blue for extreme weather. That'll cover today and tomorrow, and homeless people will be housed at the Capital City Rescue Mission on South Pearl Street, and there's also something being set up by the Interfaith Partnership for the Homeless. They have a safe haven on South Swan Street, but that's going on throughout the region, and as you said, state employees who are regarded as non-essential are being given the day off, essentially, but I don't know where that dividing line is. Evidently, you are essential, David. You're there.
As you are. Well, we're in the news business, so people have to know about these things like the weather. So we have to take extra precautions, but we know where we fit in the scheme of things, and we do what we can. The news does not only stop that the snow, it continues, and we're seeing an article today in the paper on teacher literacy.
Yeah, this one has to do with a controversial certification exam that New York has been requiring, but many argued it kept qualified minority candidates from becoming teachers. So the Board of Regents voted Monday to eliminate this exam. It had been called the teacher literacy exam. They said it was flawed, it was redundant, and unnecessarily harmful. According to our story today by Bethany Bump, some policymakers are hitting back at that. They're criticizing the regents for doing this, and they say that it will lead to unqualified teachers being in the classrooms. But members of the Board of Regents disagree. They say this is a bad test, and they're just removing it, and it'll open the door to more teachers and more minority teachers coming into the profession.
Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, joins us on Tuesdays. For more, you can go to timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. And since many will be sitting home today, they can sit there and read it, right, Mike?
That's right. You can read it all day. We'll have the updates just like you will.
All right, stay safe out there.